And a lot of those players had to start somewhere. They had to get their opportunity via, you know, college football, getting into the draft. Some of them were free agents. Brent Grimes went to such a small school, as well as, you know, guys around the league, Cortland Finnegan as well. And when you talk about the University or California University of Pennsylvania, it's a small school in Pennsylvania. And I'm sure that Noah Taylor, Jason Taylor's younger brother, he's one of those draft prospects, and he's trying to find his way and find his niche at the next level. I wanted to thank Noah for taking some time to join us here on the Finsiders today. And I know that you're conserving a bunch of energy for those regional combines that have been coming up. How's things going in your quest to become a National Football League player?
Well, so far so good. You know, just take it kind of day by day. You know, whenever I get a different workout, just getting prepared for it and everything like that. But just make sure that you don't overdo it. You know, even when we went down there to some of the regional combines, there's guys that are, you can tell they're just overexerting themselves, and they end up getting hurt and, you know, messing up their opportunities. So just trying to train smart rather than, you know, trying to kill yourself. But
yeah, you know, Noah, it's one of those things in the off season where you almost have to pace yourself. You don't want to do too much. You want to expose yourself because you want to get your name out there. You want to get in front of as many people as you can, but you have to have a plan going in and build it up towards the draft and then see how that plays out. And if that doesn't play out the way you like, you kind of pick and choose where you go after that. Is that kind of the mentality you have going in to as May gets a little bit closer?
Well, the mentality I have right now is, the trainer I've been working with, Terry Kirby, who's a former Dolphins player, and John Gamble, you know, they over at Ultimate Sports Institute down there in Weston, they helped me a lot with, you know, coaching me on what to do and, you know, as far as getting ready and making sure I'm not overexerting myself and, you know, just making sure that I'm doing the stuff that I need to do, but not overdoing it. And it's a different kind of training, you know, getting ready for these combines and, you know, workouts and stuff like that. It's not really the same thing as getting ready for the football season. You know, it's getting you strong, but it's getting you strong for those specific, you know, drills and activities. So it's kind of, you know, hopefully after, you know, all this stuff settles down, I'll be able to get back to more of the, you know, football conditioning and football strength. So that way, you know, when the season comes around, I'm ready to hit the ground running. So,
you know, Noah, this is Troy Drayton. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Troy?
Good, man. You know, being a brother of a famous person, you know, I have a younger brother, and the first thing he wanted to do was he wanted to get out of my shoes. He didn't want to walk in my shoes. How important is it for you to walk in your own shoes and not walk in the shoes of your Jason?
Oh, you know, it's not really too bad of shoes to be walking in. You know, it's not like it's something where you want to get so far away from it that, you know, but at the same time, you kind of want to make your own identity, and it's hard. You know, it's one of those things that you're always going to, you know, you're always going to deal with. Your younger brother's always going to deal with the fact that he's Troy Drayton's younger brother, you know. And I mean, Eli Manning, even up when he was, you know, coming out, all they're talking about was, oh, he's Peyton Manning's little brother, and he eventually got to win, you know, start making his own name. And it's rough, you know. I mean, it's something that you're just gonna have to deal with, but it's not that bad. It's kind of hard, but at the same time, it's something that you want to definitely, you know, kind of separate yourself, but at the same time, stay pretty close to it. So
Noah, is pretty scary how much you sound like Jason. I just got to be honest and say that. Pretty scary. Here's my question to you. You know, when you look at paper, you're not the ideal guy. You don't have the size that those guys who went to the big schools have. But that means nothing in the bottom line. The opportunity, once it presents itself, there has to be something of makeup, character that you bring to the table that is not seen on paper. Tell us what you bring to the table that we will not see on paper that can actually get you to the next level.
I mean, there's it's like you said, you know, I didn't take the traditional route of going to a big school and, you know, all that jazz that goes with that. But it's a lot of stuff that, you know, there's some guys that'll be from big schools, but they think just because, you know, I went to, you know, Big Ten schools or ACC or SEC or whatever, that, you know, all I have to do is walk in and they're automatically going to be all over me. And one thing that I definitely think I bring to the table is hard work and leadership and leading by example and, you know, never being that guy that's, you know, a problem off the field or on the field and getting my job done. And, you know, there's some guys that they do some of that stuff, but they're not all, you know, well-rounded. And I think me being a more well-rounded individual will get me further than, you know, guys who have off-the-field issues all the time. So,
no, what advice has Jason given you, if any, going into this process? And what is the most valuable piece of advice someone has ever given you?
It's funny, when I was down at the regional combine this past weekend, one of the first things that one of the coaches said was, you know, don't get ready, be ready. And that kind of stuck with me just in the fact of, you know, you never know when your chance is going to come. You know, you could get a phone call tomorrow, you could get a phone call today, you could never get a phone call. But if you're going to do it, you know, do it 100%. And when the time comes, you know, you got to be ready to go. So it's, you know, there's, you know, I've gotten so much advice from Jason and, you know, the other guys that, you know, my other coaches going through college and high school that it's good. But luckily I've been able to learn from not just my, you know, not so much my mistakes, but other people's mistakes, you know, seeing that they are messing up and it's like, okay, well, I don't want to do the same thing he does. So, you know, just staying away from, you know, like I said, off the field issues and stuff. So it's just, it's difficult to just pick one, you know, the best thing for advice you ever got. But I do like that. Don't get ready, be ready. So
getting a chance to catch up with Noah Taylor, a defensive tackle, defensive end, defensive lineman. I'm not sure as you gain or shed weight where you're going to project, maybe at linebacker from California University of Pennsylvania. Also Jason Taylor's younger brother. Now, you guys are separated by about 15 years. So did you have a chance when you were very young to come down and watch your older brother play football? Was that experience like for you?
Well, I have ever since as far back as I can remember, I've been in football stadiums watching Jason play. And, I mean, I basically grew up at the Rubber Bowl up in Akron back when they were still using that stadium. And I've been to, I believe, from when I was little, we only missed one of Jason's college games. And obviously the ones that are local, you know, towards the Pittsburgh area, we usually try to get out to go watch them. And I've been down to the Dolphins, you know, practice facility and you know, a whole lot of Dolphins games throughout his career. So I did get a good chance to you know, watch him a lot. And, you know, it's somebody that, like I said, he's a great role model, a great mentor, and somebody that, you know, it's always good to have him around to kind of pick his brain, you know what I mean, because that's somebody's brain you want to be picking all the time. So
no, I've known you for a long time, and I try to tell these guys that it seems like just yesterday I was watching you run around with Jason. But I need to ask you a question. Who is the fastest of you, Jason, or Joy?
Oh, man. As of right now?
As of right now,
I would like to say probably I'm the fastest. I mean, we haven't all raced each other. Joy used to be the fastest. Unfortunately, she messed up her ACL a year ago or so playing soccer. And Jason, I don't know how much running he's doing nowadays. It's more of a, you know, more of a fast walk on a golf course nowadays. But, so if I did say right now, I'd probably say I'd take the crown out of all three of us. So.
You know what, Noah, you can tease your brother Jason. You can tell him he's doing a lot of walking on the golf course, but he seems to be walking to the right side of the golf course all the time. He's cutting that golf ball over there. So he's doing a lot of right walking. Just tell him that. He'll start laughing. And you can tell him that John told you to say that.
Will do.
Hey,
will do.
Thanks for taking the time, Noah Taylor, one of the draft prospects trying to get his name out there as May rolls around and the draft comes up. We wish you nothing but the best, and thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us on the radio.
No problem. I appreciate it, guys.